Growing and selling weed on the Canadian legal market can be a cash cow if you know what you're doing and have big resources to deal with the heavy administrative load that comes with a license. For a small-time craft grower, however, it can be like wading through thick smoke with potential pitfalls around every corner, as both Health Canada and CRA require monthly reports.
The documentation required becomes about, I'd say, a couple binders full of documents every single month that you're needing to be tracking, and then the audits is basically going to look at any potential combination of things from that documentation.
That's where Sami Majadla saw an opportunity. His Nelson company, Certicraft, produces a software which gives licensed grower an interface to fill out the many data points that they are being asked for to make sure they're compliant.
The CRA is expressly trying to audit every single company a minimum of 8 times a year, which I think is absolutely ridiculous and unacceptable, but that's the reality that we have right now. And so our software makes all of what I just described there much easier.
Right now, Certicraft has customers mostly from growers operating on a smaller scale, but by next year, they're hoping to be able to expand.
We worked with a lot of craft growers here in the Kootenays to kind of go through their workflow, their process, and kind of create a workflow that just made sense to farmers. We just want to get a feature complete product for the needs of processors. Right now we are feature complete when it comes to cultivators, but on the processing side, we're missing two big things, which is the ability to produce topicals, edibles, drinks, and the ability to do solvent-based extractions and have vape carts. And so all of that we think we can get done in the first half of next year. And at that point, we'll be in a really strong position to go out there and make a lot of sales in that mid-sized market.
That expansion will be helped by the $40,000 that the company recently took home from an investment challenge put on by the Kootenay Institute for Science and Technology, who pooled a dozen investors together, and through a process looking almost like a local version of a dragon's den, the company was able to get a financial boost. Founder Sami Majadla said the first big impact from that money will be healthcare benefits for their employees.
We're all pretty excited about that. We, like I said, we have a pretty small budget on our team, so things like that have not been a possibility without a boost like that. So yeah, we have 10 people on our team today, including myself and my two co-founders. So all of us are really excited to have dental and extended health and all that jazz coming in. So that's the first impact that we have.
Certicraft will also be hiring a senior marketing person to help them expand, since their product has traveled mainly through word of mouth. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.